One More Turn, Episode 1003, Arrival.
You're really okay with this plan?
As okay as you must be, since you're on this bus with me.
We could have taken the train.
We had to meet her in the city first, and besides, the train doesn't stop in town, it...
Only glides by. Yes, yes, she told us as much.
Then why are you wasting our time talking about it?
This bus hasn't arrived in the town's terminal yet, so we can't exactly get started.
You already texted Max's wife, right?
They've been married for over a decade now, Barry, and together for years before that. You can say her name already. Neither one of us can say we've been so lucky in love.
Exactly my point, Kingston. My saying her name is not going to change any of that. You're the one meeting her, not me.
She could still see you and Max. We're going to the same place at the same time.
Even if she does see me, she'll want to avoid me as much as I want to avoid her.
Not if she sees you and Max. She doesn't know the two of you are going to be there.
Max doesn't know you and Nora are going to be there either. Unless they both.
I told Nora I didn't want Max finding out my coming to town, remember?
Yes. Just as I told Max, I didn't want Nora finding out I was coming to see him.
They may have been together for almost 2 decades now. As much as they have gotten to know us, we have gotten to know them. Max, even longer, of course.
He is our little brother, after all.
Well, his brother, from your perspective.
We've been over this for decades now, too. I have never called you that. Why do you?
For the same reason Max continues to believe he was voted most feminine by his graduating class.
Because he knew so little about his classmates, they would believe us instead.
No, because we've never kept secrets from one another. Or our contempt.
Until now. On both fronts.
You just got through reassuring me you were okay with this.
Reassuring you is one thing. Reassuring myself is quite another.
I'll bet Nora could help you with that in a session or two. Or 50.
Don't encourage that. Not even by thinking about it when she's not around.
You're just so bitter you didn't get a first date with her before she asked Max out.
I never told you that.
So?
You just got through reminding me that we don't keep secrets from one another.
I never said it was willingly. Or for a lack of trying. I guess it's time to get started.
Really? It was Bella that got this started when she contacted us.
I still can't believe Carson agreed to marry her. She's been with so many other men.
And so have you. And women. By your own admission.
His brother Caleb. That Hudson guy. This town's new mayor. Save the look. I can say this town now that we're actually in it.
That look wasn't for that. But now that you say it, she was with Pedro before the election.
We only know Carson by his gaming reputation. So, mediocre at best. He comments more than he plays now, besides.
You know his wife even less. But it doesn't matter. We're Max's brothers. We started gaming for a living before him. But the difference is that he's actually succeeding.
And for that, we should do this as a family. Carson's not, and we can manage ourselves.
Carson can do the groundwork of managing the audience and our sponsors. We should be focused on improving our gameplay, not our endorsements and voiceovers.
You're the one who needs to practice, by his own admission.
Bella seems to think that she got us to both agree to work to get Carson out of the picture.
I know you better than that.
But she doesn't. No, she hasn't been lawyering much in recent years.
That's practicing law.
Lawyering is a word. Bella even managed to convince Carson of that recently.
Sure, we can manage Carson, but he's not going to manage us, or Max anymore.
As I was saying, if she had been lawyering much still, I think Bella would have caught on that she hadn't convinced me, that you were okay with our competing to convince Max to either keep Carson or kick him to the curb.
Perhaps it's because she lost her ability to lie well and see in others that led her to stop being a lawyer. Of course, those efforts to disbar her didn't help.
Listen to you. Us. Already talking like we already know these townies. Greece.
Don't say your name like you know her. You, we, only know of her. She tried to get this town to stop paying attention to the likes of Bella, Carson, Hudson, and the others that Max put himself and Nora into the orbit of. Our niece and nephew, too.
Maybe, but she, Nora, kept the two, then the four of them in their orbit when she didn't have to, including counseling Bella and Carson to try to help save their marriage.
She certainly botched that with the way Bella was talking to us. She told Nora, no more, but Carson's still speaking to her on his own. Nora's getting in the way of Bella and Carson through Carson, and Max is getting in the way of Bella and Carson through Carson. Carson's got to go.
Ironically, it was Bella that dragged Carson back to this town when she agreed to help her mother. Evelyn, is it? Running for mayor. Now they're back to not speaking to one another again. They would deny losing to Pedro as the reason, but they're both competitive and hate to lose. They might as well blame each other than themselves.
Listen to you, us, already talking like we know these townies.
When I find myself in a shithole, I might as well learn about where the shit lies. I'll contact you after I speak with Max.
Not unless I contact you after I speak with Nora.
The way she likes to hear herself talk, I doubt you'll. Are you ready for Plan B?
As a middle child to a stoic older brother and a rather strange younger one, I learned to.
Now I see why Max didn't tell me he was coming here. Hello, Barry.
For the same reason why Nora didn't tell me she was coming here.
Hello, Kingston.
You think you're annoyed? Think about how I felt having to sit beside him all this way.
I got it worse. The driver asked me to move to a window seat so he could have the aisle.
Of course, you're here to talk to Max. He always takes your paternal gestures as genuine.
Of course, you're here to talk to Nora. She always takes your peacemaker posture as real.
You've got some nerve saying her name the way you talk about her to me. To others.
You're so close in age to Max that you could practically be twins. But the way you speak of...
Here's an idea. The two of you speak to the two of us together, or not at all.
One More Turn, written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick, edited by Dark Cloud, directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Kingston, voiced by Jason New Earth Relic. Barry, voiced by Tim Timothy 001 Rules. Nora, voiced by Heather Pawprint 42 Motes. Max, voiced by Dark Cloud. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
Move on, Max. We haven't been children for almost 2 decades now.
Which one of us attended a college out of town? Out of province? Married? Had kids?
With any luck, I have a number of kids I don't even know about, let alone pay for.
I'm just gonna ignore that.